Welcome to the world of Culture Pop with Steve Mason and Sue Kowinski. Culture.
Comedy, movies, TV, tech, authors, trends.
Pop.
Pop. This is the Culture Pop Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Culture Pop Podcast. I'm Steve Mason along with Sue Kowinski. Sue, I'm excited about this one. It is just you and me.
Wow, I've been waiting for this.
And you know, I just told you off the show. Be loose, be funny, be Sue.
I know. You're giving me direction. Like, how many shows now? How many shows have we done? It's just
just about 100, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the direction.
Still coaching you up. So, I love award shows. Now, I cover sports. I'm gay. I got the award show gene. I totally love award shows. And I'll tell you something. Golden Globes are coming up on Sunday. I'll tell you a funny story. So I was working with Max Kellerman, who's a great guy and a really good friend. And this was back when he first started at ESPN. And I would come on first. Me and John would be on. And then Max and Marcellus would be on. And we always had this period where we sort of mixed it up and the shows sort of blended. We called it Crosstalk. And I didn't know Max very well at that point. It was the day after the Oscars, and I brought up the Oscars with Max. And he said, "What kind of heterosexual male would have watched the Oscars last night?" And I was just like, "Oh." And afterwards, I said, "Max, I'm gay." He goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." But I love award shows. Since a little kid, I love award shows. I would stay up late and watch the Oscars. And now we got so many of them. I'm hyped up for the Golden Globe.
So this whole thing with you being gay, like, my husband really likes to watch the Oscars. So is my husband not telling me something about him?
No. I think it's it's big with women, right? And it's big with industry people. Mm-hmm. And it's especially big with the gay industry people.
Gay industry. Oh, God.
So, Sue, the Golden Globes, you and I have seen a lot of things. I won't say everything, right, but a lot of things.
Right.
So some of these categories, and we're going to keep track and see who wins, because I'm competitive that way. So a lot of these categories, we'll have seen some things and not others.
Right.
But we'll kind of fake our way through it.
Okay.
Okay.
So fake our way through it, like we saw it, but we
no. Fake our way through it and say didn't see that, didn't want to see it, didn't want to watch it. That.
Oh,
kind of
I
thing.
See. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So being honest.
Yeah, totally honest. Okay. That's what the show's about.
That's right.
All right. So we're gonna start with, in the Golden Globes are Sunday. They'll be hosted by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. I think, aside from Ricky Gervais, they are the best award show hosts.
They are hysterical.
Ricky's still the best, but they are really, really funny. So I think it'll be a good show. Yeah. Do you like Ricky?
I do. Yeah. He goes in such a...
He
pisses everybody off. He goes into such a dark place, which I love because it's so inappropriate.
Yeah. There was a joke. A friend of mine was at the table at the Golden Globes when Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were nominated for a movie called The Tourist. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. Yeah.
And so Ricky Gervais did a joke and he said, he named some animated films and he said, "You know, it seems like everything was animated this year except Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in The Tourist." And my friend was at the table and they were just horrified by that joke.
Well, it made you wonder what was going on with their relationship at the time, because they did play a couple that was having issues in their marriage.
Correct. And so, shortly after
they split up.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Let's start with, and we'll go through the categories, starting with television.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're in.
You're backwards. Here. Switch your pages. We're going to start at the end and go to the beginning.
Okay.
And always count on Sue to be prepared.
Well, I didn't know you're going to do it backwards. How do I know you're doing it Hebrew? Well,
we're not going to start with Best Picture. That comes last.
I didn't know that you're doing it that way.
Have you never seen an award show?
No, I have seen an award show, but I just didn't know whether you were doing it to the letter of how they do it on the show. This is the way it printed. So this is, I have best motion picture drama. Okay. All right. So you're going.
We're starting with supporting actress television.
Okay.
And while Sue is rearranging her papers, I'll tell you that you should, if you are involved in any kind of accident or injury, pedestrian accident, work accident, car accident, motorcycle accident, maybe it's you, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your kid, your wife. You want somebody on your side who will fight for you. You want somebody on your side who's been doing this for 24 years here in Los Angeles. It is my friend, Jacob Imrani, the guy that makes this show possible every single time. You can call him 24 hours a day. 844-24-JACOB. By the way, the sooner you call, the better your case. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Or remember the catchy jingle, accident or injury.
Call Jacob Imrani.
Call Jacob. There you go. There is...
So I'm looking at me and I look like I'm like kidnapped in my own home. It's so dark.
Half your face is lit.
I know it's like chiller theater. I'm going to put the light on behind me.
Well, it's just us. Who cares?
Okay.
You're not a cinematographer. You don't need a DP to do this podcast.
It just looks funny.
Okay. Do you have it in the right order?
All right.
Now?
So it's best supporting, it's best actress in a supporting role in television.
Television. Or? Correct.
Okay. Well,
you're a mess.
Just go.
All you had to do was reverse the pages.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work that way.
Okay. Well, we'll start anyway. Okay. Best Supporting Actress Television. Gillian Anderson for The Crown. Elena Bonham Carter for The Crown. Julia Garner for Ozark. Annie Murphy for Schitt's Creek. And Cynthia Nixon for Ratched. So I'll tell you right up front, didn't watch Ratched, wasn't interested.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, just not for me.
Unbelievable acting.
Not for me.
Okay.
Annie Murphy, Schitt's Creek. I don't think she's won the Golden Globe before. Going to be really, really tough for her because I am going to go with Gillian Anderson for The Crown.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Helena Bonham Carter for The Crown.
Interesting. And you know what? We could both be wrong and it could be Annie Murphy for Schitt's Creek, but those are our shots. Supporting actor television, John Boyega, Small Axe. Never understood what it was. It's like a 7-part movie thing and everybody raved about it, got great reviews.
Anytime I think Axe, I think Cologne.
Yeah, there you go. Brendan Gleeson for The Comey Rule. He was fantastic. Dan Levy for Schitt's Creek. Jim Parsons for Hollywood and Donald Sutherland for The Undoing. Where are you going?
I think Gleeson.
Gleeson, he was great in The Comey Rule. He played Trump and he was sort of this creepy. It was a weird version of Trump. He wasn't doing an impression. Mm-hmm. But great. I am going to go with Dan Levy for Schitt's Creek. He was the creator of the show. He's the star of the show. People love him. I just saw him on Saturday Night Live. I think Dan Levy's going to win in that category.
All righty.
Okay. Actress in a limited series. Cate Blanchett, Mrs. America. Daisy Edgar-Jones, Normal People. Shira Haas, Unorthodox. Nicole Kidman, The Undoing. And Anya Taylor-Joy, The Queen's Gambit. I think it's the easiest category on the board. Sue?
Yeah, Anya is I can't imagine her losing this award.
Definitely Anya Taylor-Joy. She was so friggin' awesome in that. Mm-hmm. All right, actor limited series. Bryan Cranston, Your Honor. Jeff Daniels, The Comey Rule. Hugh Grant, The Undoing. Ethan Hawke, The Good Lord Bird. And Mark Ruffalo, I Know This Much Is True.
Okay, so the last two series I didn't see.
Yeah, I did not see The Good Lord Bird. I did not see I Know This Much Is True.
Bryan Cranston was insanely good, so I'm going with Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, he is fantastic in that. So I'm going to go Mark Ruffalo.
It's like OTB with the Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah.
Wow, you got a tip.
You got a tip. Limited series. Motion picture made for television. Normal People, The Queen's Gambit, Small Axe, The Undoing, and Unorthodox.
Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, Queen's Gambit.
Did you see Normal People?
No.
it's phenomenal.
Is it?
And that actress is incredible. So,
but nothing matches Queen's Gambit.
Nothing.
It was one of the best things I've seen this year, movie or television.
Right.
All right. Actress, television series, musical or comedy? Lily Collins for Emily in Paris. Never saw it. Kaylee Cuoco, The Flight Attendant. Love that. Elle Fanning, The Great. Didn't see it. Jane Levy, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. It's network. I don't watch network. And Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek.
It's a real toss-up for me with Catherine O'Hara and Kaylee Cuoco. I haven't seen Flight Attendant, but I heard she's phenomenal.
Great. It's really, and it's a fun show.
So I'm going to go with her.
You're going to go with her, and I am going to go with Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek. She's fantastic in that show. Actor, television series, musical, or comedy? Don Cheadle, Black Monday. Nicholas Holt, The Great. Eugene Levy, Schitt's Creek. Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, and Rami Youssef for Rami.
I just started watching Lasso.
Yep.
Ted Lasso. He's really, really great, and it's a really fun show. I'm going to go with him.
I am in agreement. It's a happy show. It's an optimistic show, and I think that's why people are taken to it right now. All right, television series, musical or comedy. Emily in Paris, The Flight Attendant, The Great, Schitt's Creek, Ted Lasso.
Schitt's Creek.
Sue's going Schitt's Creek. God, I'm so tempted to go Ted Lasso there. They always seem to be onto what's new and what's next. I'm going to go Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Even though I love Schitt's Creek. I love both those shows. All right. Actress, television series, drama. Olivia Colman, The Crown. Jodie Comer, Killing Eve. Emma Corrin, The Crown. She played Lady Diana. Laura Linney, Ozark, and Sarah Paulson, Ratched. Never saw it.
Wow. That's a tough one because Sarah Paulson was insanely good and Olivia Colman has won this award before. I'm going to go with Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson. And I'm going to go with Olivia Colman.
Okay.
She's unreal.
She is.
She's so friggin' good. All right. Let's see. Actor in a television series drama. Jason Bateman, Ozark. You know what? I can't get Jack to watch it.
Ozark?
He refuses, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He thinks it's too dark. I'm not sure why. Pisses me off. Josh O'Connor, The Crown. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. Al Pacino, Hunters. And Matthew Rhys, Perry Mason.
I'm going to go with Josh O'Connor, The Crown.
Yeah, I love Josh O'Connor in that show. I'm going to go him too. Although Odenkirk is great and Matthew Rhys was great in Perry Mason. I love that show.
No, I don't know. I guess The Crown, too. It's such an amazing show.
And this is his last go-round because they're changing cast now for the next one. All right, television series drama. The Crown, Lovecraft Country, which I didn't watch. The Mandalorian, which I loved. Ozark, which I didn't see. And Ratched, which you loved.
I'm going to go with The Crown.
Yeah, I'm going to go with The Crown.
Last season was just so good.
It was great. Yeah, that's such a great show. All right. I'm going to skip original song, motion picture. I'm going to skip original score, motion picture. I'm going to skip animated motion picture. Just because the only one I saw was Soul.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it was really good.
It's really good.
That was what I was going to pick.
Okay, motion picture, foreign language. Another Round, Denmark. La Llorona, Guatemala, France. The Life Ahead, Italy. Minari, United States. And Two of Us, France.
Minari is the only one I saw, and I love that movie so much. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm taking it too. It's unfair because it's really not a foreign language film. There's a lot of English in that movie.
I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be nominated best, American, just a regular
best
American film.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was going to be in the foreign language section.
Yeah, me either. But I think it's going to win. That's going to be the one it wins. Screenplay. Now we talked to Florian Zeller, who wrote The Father with Christopher Hampton. Jack Fincher, who is David Fincher's dad for Mank, his late father. Chloe, I'm supposed to look this up and find out the correct pronunciation. The Z is silent, my friend said. So we'll call it Zoe Howe for Nomadland. Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman and Aaron Sorkin for The Trial of the Chicago Seven? Sue?
I'm going to go with the father.
You're going to go with the father?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a great guy. So if you haven't heard our conversation with Florian Zeller, it's great. It came out a couple episodes again. I'm going to go Aaron Sorkin for the simple reason that he is Aaron Sorkin. Director, motion picture. This is a tough one. Emerald Fennell, Promising Young Woman. Fantastic movie. Kind of haunting movie. Mm-hmm. David Fincher for Mank. Masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Regina King for One Night in Miami. African-American woman, great directorial debut. I'm guessing maybe never a black woman has won in this category. Aaron Sorkin, Trial of the Chicago Seven. And Chloe Hao, Nomadland.
I'm going to go with Nomadland.
Me too. That movie is so friggin' good.
I heard a very interesting argument, actually read a very interesting argument on Facebook the other day. A friend of mine who's an actor.
Yeah.
His complaint was either you make a documentary or you make a feature film. You can't do both because they used a lot of real people.
Real people, real nomads.
Real nomads. So it was kind of mixed with arguments back and forth. But what's your feeling about that?
I loved it because of the authenticity of it. I mean, I felt like without seeing them and without seeing the actual nomads that appear in the movie, I would have kind of not believed that culture existed. They're
really?
The ones, yeah, I never knew that there were people driving around in vans and living in vans all the time all over the country.
Sure, but why wouldn't you believe that people do? I mean, you believe Frances McDormand. She's an actress. I mean, you believe her. I mean, not all of them. Most of them were.
Well, most of them were, and David Strathairn mm-hmm. Was an actor. Now, right. I thought it lent an aura of credibility, and I don't have the problem with mixing documentary and feature film, narrative film. Do you?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it kind of sounded like a disgruntled actor.
Yeah, no, it did.
What's
my job?
Work.
Hey, wait a minute. Right. I should have been up for that.
Right. Which I hear that argument a lot with commercials because they always want celebrities to do commercials. And there are a lot of just actors who, you know, are not celebrities.
Yeah,
so
that's
sometimes. A lot of work is being taken away from, you know, the average actor who's not well known.
That's some guy who's thinking,
even like with voiceovers and things like that.
Thinking, I never got a call back from Nomadland. They went nomad.
They're actually living in a trailer now because they haven't gotten any work.
True. All right, here we get to the big ones. Are you ready?
Yep.
Supporting actress, motion picture. Glenn Close, Hillbilly Elegy. Olivia Colman, The Father. I feel like I'm doing the show.
You need some envelopes here.
I'm presenting. Jodie Foster, The Mauritanian. Amanda Seyfried, Mank. And Helena Zengel, News of the World.
I haven't seen a few of those, but...
I haven't seen News of the World or The Mauritanian.
Glenn Close was insanely good. So I'm going with Glenn Close.
Did you like the movie?
I did.
I thought it was hacky. I thought it was hacky.
I didn't think it was hacky. It was very depressing.
It's a very sad movie.
It was a very, very sad movie, but she was so amazing.
I'm torn between Amanda Seyfried and Glenn Close. I'm going to go Amanda Seyfried for the win. Because mm-hmm. She's like a new thing she's never been nominated before. And the Golden Globe people like to do that, those foreign press people from God knows what countries. I don't even know. Has anybody? I mean, you apparently have to really suck up to those people to get an award. And this year, because of COVID, it was really hard to suck up to them. A lot of Zoom calls for these actors.
A lot of Zoom sucking.
Exactly. All right. Supporting actor, motion picture. Sacha Baron Cohen, Trial of the Chicago Seven. Daniel Kaluuya, Judas and the Black Messiah. I need to watch that. I haven't seen it. I
haven't seen it either.
Jared Leto for The Little Things. Bill Murray for On the Rocks and Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami.
Torn between Jared Leto.
I didn't like that movie.
I did.
I didn't like it. I feel like it was like low rent. I felt like it was low rent what's that movie with Brad Pitt? What's in the Box? Low Rent 7. That's what I call it. It's like a weak tea version of the movie 7. So which one are you going to go with?
I'm going with Bill Murray.
Bill Murray says Sue. I say Leslie Odom Jr. in One Night in Miami. I thought he was unbelievable as Sam Cooke. And yeah, it took me a while to even figure out that that was Leslie Odom Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he started singing, I was like, well, that guy can obviously sing.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be him, who's done all kinds of Broadway.
Bill Murray was just...
He's so much fun in that movie.
Oh, my God. And it just made me think how much of what he did he just do on his own? I mean, yeah. she's great. She's a great writer. But there were, like, asides. And, you know, he kind of, like, trickles in and out of a scene. And, you know, there's this, like... It's like little dialogue that he leaves behind.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of that was him.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. And that movie, I think, is on Apple Plus or Apple TV, right? Apple Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Actress, motion picture, musical, or comedy? Maria Bakalova, Borat, subsequent movie film, which I have not seen.
Oh, it's really, really great.
Kate Hudson for music, which is a mysterious thing that people say doesn't even really exist. Michelle Pfeiffer, French Exit. Rosamund Pike, I Care a Lot. And Anya Taylor-Joy for Emma.
I'm going to go with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted to take Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film, even though I haven't seen it.
She was really, really good.
But I loved Rosamund Pike and I Care a Lot. Did you watch that yet?
I haven't seen that yet. No.
Just came out. Okay. It's really, really great. I'm going to go Rosamund Pike.
She is so owed an award because she missed out that movie where she played the...
Gone Girl.
What was it?
Gone Girl?
Not Gone Girl. She played the reporter. She was a photojournalist, I think, or she was a reporter. It was... It was during wartime in...
Be more specific. What war?
In Somalia, I believe it was. And it was based on a true story.
Right.
And she was killed. And she was phenomenal. And she wasn't even nominated.
Wow.
Which is shocking.
If you want to watch that movie, Google Rosamund Pike, photojournalist, Somalia. And the title will come up.
You know, you act like I'm the only one who forgets things. You forget things all the time. That's why you need those Apple glasses like now.
If you had the Apple glasses, you would have known.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. So it's when I think maybe I'm losing my memory. That's when I'll get the glasses.
Okay. Actor, musical, or comedy? James Corden, The Prom. Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat's subsequent movie film. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton. Dev Patel, The Personal History of David Copperfield. And Andy Samberg for Palm Springs.
Wow.
James Corden was just awful.
Okay.
He was awful. Strike him from your list. Did you see Prom?
No.
It's fun, but strike him from your list. He was the problem.
Friends of mine produced the stage show.
Yeah, no, it's a great, it's a really fun show.
I'm going to go with Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to go with Lin-Manuel. Even though that's not even a movie, I don't get why they're even putting it in this category.
I know. Just because they filmed the show.
Because they filmed it.
Right.
Yeah. Best motion picture, musical or comedy? Borat, subsequent movie film. Hamilton, music. Again, this mysterious thing that involves Kate Hudson and Sia. Palm Springs and The Prom.
Hamilton.
I am going to go with The Prom.
Wow.
I think people like that. Those Golden Globe voters, Meryl Streep probably did a million Zoom calls.
He's probably on one right now.
Talking to some guy from Luxembourg who happens to be a member of the foreign press. All right, actress, motion picture, drama. Here we go, the three big ones, Sue. Actress, motion picture drama. Viola Davis, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Andra Day, United States versus Billie Holiday. Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman. Frances McDormand, Nomadland. And Carey Mulligan, Promising Young Woman. This is the first category where I've actually seen all five movies.
Yes, me too. And it is such a tough one.
So tough.
Wow.
See, I think McDormand has won before. Could be Carey Mulligan. I love Vanessa Kirby. That's, I think, the best performance of the year in Pieces of a Woman.
I do too. And Viola Davis was insanely good. And Andra Day was incredible. You know, first film. Whew. I'm going to go with Vanessa Kirby.
Vanessa Kirby, says Sue. I am going to go with Andra Day, United States versus Billie Holiday. Couldn't go wrong with any of those five. Mm. All right. Actor, motion picture, drama. Riz Ahmed, Sound of Metal. Chadwick Boseman, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Anthony Hopkins, The Father. Gary Oldman, Mank. Tahar Rahim, The Mauritanian. The Mauritanian is not available to us yet. So it's not streaming and it's not in theaters or anything like that. So we would be purely guessing, and I'm going to strike it from the list.
Okay. Wow, you're making a lot of executive decisions here.
Yes. Gary Oldman, great. Anthony Hopkins, unbelievable.
Oh, insane.
Riz Ahmed,
it's great.
Fantastic. But Chadwick Boseman, career crowning performance, he's going
to
win.
Yeah, it's got to go to him. And I'm not just saying it because, you know, he's sentimental favorite because he passed away, you know.
No, he's unbelievable in the movie.
He is so, so good in this role.
And that last scene, the last scene where he winds up sort of in a really, really small brick room. Do you remember this? Where he runs out of the main and he ends up in this small brick and it's just like he's trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And that scene is so powerful and says so much. And it really is. Seeing that movie makes you realize what a terrible loss, what a just terrible loss it was. Because who knows what that guy was going to go on to do.
Right.
Yeah, so I think he's going to win. And the last one is Best Picture, Drama. The Father, Mank, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Trial of the Chicago 7.
I'm going to go with Nomadland.
So am I. I think, you know, if I was to think of the best movie of the year, when I say best movie of the year, what do you think? Of sort of all this bunch. Like, I love First Cow. And we had a Ryan Lee on the show.
So
I love that movie. But if of the movies we've talked about, what's the best thing that you've seen?
You know, I think The Father.
The Father's great.
Father was such, on every level, I mean, performance-wise, story-wise, how he pulled that off.
Yeah. You know,
the directing was amazing and smart and sneaky and the cinematography and It was just so beautifully done.
Yeah,
so
it was.
Why am I voting for Nomadland?
Yeah, you're voting for Nomadland as your choice?
Well, you know what it is? I get torn between what I think is going to win and what I want to win.
Right, you know, so you would want The Father to win.
I do want The Father to win.
Yeah. From that group, it's either Nomadland or Promising Young Woman for me. And I really do think Nomadland is the best film of this group that we've talked about. I mean, the three things that kind of blew me away this year, the three best things I saw were probably Nomadland, The Crown, and Queen's Gambit. Those are the three things of everything that we've talked about that really, really stick with me. So, I like Nomadland in that category. I think it's and directed by an Asian American woman. I find that to be haunting.
You know what I find to be haunting?
What?
Me in the Zoom call.
Yeah, you are.
It's getting darker and darker in here.
Yeah, it is. It's dramatic lighting. It's dramatic lighting. All right. Well, there you have it. The Golden Globes are Sunday night. You know where I will be. I will be watching it, with popcorn. and soda, which is a tradition at our house. Sue, you and Tom will be watching it.
We will be watching it. We don't know what the food fair is going to be right now.
And our next podcast, whoever wins will celebrate.
The next podcast, whoever wins?
Correct. This victory will be mine.
Oh, wow. Well, you know
I will have won.
You want it so much more than I do.
I do.
You know, you remind me of a friend of mine. Years ago, we were driving to go to a Home Depot in Hollywood. And she said, where is it? Is it on Sunset or is it on Santa Monica? And I said, I think it's on Santa Monica. And she said, I think it's on Sunset. And I said, okay, you know, you asked my opinion. I'm just telling you, I think it's on Santa Monica. But she said it like so defiantly, like, I'm right. And yeah. I looked at her and I said, you know what? I hope it's on Sunset Boulevard because you want this so much more than
I do.
She
asked for the advice and then went to the other.
Right, right. I said, you know, because if it ends up being on Santa Monica Boulevard, you're going to be upset about it because you were wrong. Yeah. I could give a shit.
Yeah, I am stubborn and I believe I will win.
Okay.
It's a competitive sport.
Okay.
Sue, that was fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the Golden Globe Awards. Don't forget, the best thing you can do for us and the show is to subscribe. And once you subscribe, rate us, hopefully with 5 stars. Review us, hopefully with nice things to say. And that will help us a lot. Thanks very much for listening to the Culture Pop Podcast, and we will see you next time.